we'll get into stock picks. Wayne, you said that NASPAS was your stock pick a little bit earlier. So you're not put off by what's happening in China?
No, I think there's enough. I mean, obviously, it's not good news. And as I said, I don't think it's going to come to an end. But I think they will backtrack when they see the market reaction, because they are clearly, I mean, as David said earlier on, aware of the market and aware of these reactions, and they need big tech. I mean, they need Tencent. You know, it's part of China. So yes, and there's lots of reserve in the Naspers share price, to put it another way. There's lots of inherent value there if all of the other investments come to fruition over time.
Yeah. Oh, of course, the great gaping discount between its share price and that of Tencent, and which is not taking into account any of the assets that Prosus is building up under Bob van
Yes.
Dijk. David, how about you?
Yeah, you've got to look at Marafi. And I never thought that
Marafi.
I would ever, on this
Sorry,
program,
who are
ever
you?
mention
Marafi.
Is
Who is this man?
who is this man? And is his name David Shapiro?
What have you
They
done with
own
David?
about a 21% stake in a joint venture with Glencore, which is ferrochrome production. And they came out with their results. And I always like to go through numbers. You know, I like, and I look, the share's trading at 80 cents. I think it's up to 90 now.
Yeah.
They have got 700 or almost 800 million rand on the balance sheet in cash. The market cap is only about 2 billion or just over. So that's 35 to 40% is in cash. Their earnings from a minus, I don't know, minus 100, I don't know, it was a massive minus number last year, has suddenly gone up to 23.1 or 33.1 cents. I can't even remember. 23, I think. So if that was for the half year and they double it, the shares are on like a 2 PE. So I'm saying this is crazy. You know, am I reading this properly? Was I? And I can't find, you know, I find anything to counter it. So anybody want a wild punt? You know, who's it's only for a few bob. This has got to be that. And the other one is this Alphamin, which I never, which mine's Tim.
Good
I mean,
God.
another incredible little business. Yeah. So two that they didn't even make my list. You
No.
know, they do. They weren't even on my resource list, but you've got to look at them.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to lie down with a cold compress on my forehead
Yes.
to get over the
Just
shock of
wonder
this
what's
all.
happened to Shapira.
I'm David Wayne. We shall leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. David Shapiro is from Sasfin Securities. Wayne McCurry is from FNB Wealth and Investments. And we'll be back tomorrow to take more of your stock-related questions. Have a good evening.